Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
What pleases you? I will give. Do you know what is in your right hand?
Are you a student?
Yeah. What year? Fourth year. Are you a member of this church or you came for the conference? You see, there is a wooden cross in your hand. This hand. It's like you are holding a cross, and it's a sign of some suffering that is ahead of you for a big ministry anointing. A day will soon come, you will not be using what you came here to study. The ministry will be what you will live your life with. And this cross I'm talking about is already in your hand. But I am giving you a ring, a wedding ring. And that ring, can I have oil? Just a drop of oil. Just a drop of oil. Just a bit. You are a very, very special person. Are you a Ghanaian? You are a very, very special person to God. And because of this oil I've put on this finger, no fool will marry you. Because normally, good girls fall in love with fools. And in your university life, there are already two guys who have encircled your life, but they have no chance. Yeah. I actually can see someone sitting on a bench watching us, which means there's a boy in your life. And how we are sitting in a church on nice chairs and he is sitting on a bench outside means that he's not a correct person. Have you fallen in love before? Are you currently in love? You are not in love. Somebody is in love with you. Do you know that somebody likes you? You know it. Do you know that I know? And that are you aware that I am aware that he is not a correct person? Do you know this person who likes you? Is he here? He's on a bench. Lift your hands. You are a very, very special person. So today, you have been railroaded onto a path of a good marriage, a spiritual marriage. You see, this ring must match this cross. You were about to wear a ring that was not going to match this cross. But today, the mercy of God has found it. This ring is matching this cross. Is there an Alex here? Is there an Alex here? He was here in the morning. He has gone home. He shouldn't have gone home.
Work it.
He shouldn't have gone home. But lift your hands. No, don't go anywhere, please. Lift your hands.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
And don't just lift your hands. Lift your chin. Lift it. You know, because what I'm dealing with, Jesus, was going to let you lower your chin. You were going to walk like this. Always looking down till you die. But today,
Prophesy.
You are lifting your chin.
Jesus.
The little oil that is left is what I'm using to mark you. You are marked for anointing.
Amen.
You are marked for power. You are marked for fruitfulness. You will never be the same again. And now, at the count of three,
Jesus,
I drop you into the ocean.
Oh, yes. Yes.
To swim.
Jesus.
Not in water.
No.
But to swim in oil.
Prophesy.
The name of Jesus.
Jesus.
One.
Jesus.
Let it flow.
Yes.
Man, I see that you have jumped.
Jesus.
Already. Three. Leave it. You will never be the same again.
Oh, Professor. Welcome.
I'm so happy to be here. Episcopal sister.
Yeah. Come on. Oh yes.
Thank you for the honor and the privilege to come to this beautiful Facebook church. This church, we hide in our rooms to admire it from afar. And you've built a beautiful church here by the grace of God. And I feel very privileged to
be a part of this work you are doing.
I want to say thank you. Thank you for the invitation. Yes. Thank you. The members of this church must be one of the most blessed congregations. If you are a member of this church, it means that God wants to use you. Because the covering over you here is elastic. It stretches to the end of your life. Every face, you see, there are pastors who minister to only your youthfulness. They have nothing to offer you beyond 40 years. They are anointed. God is using them. But they have a limitation. No matter how much they somersault, their wisdom cannot cross 30 years. And there are some who can take you to 50 years. They can minister to you in your 50s, like some of us. But she can take you to your 90s. Till you die, she has something for you. And it's true. And that is why I want to ask, especially, not without any malice, any, you know, whatever to the guys. The girls in this church must draw near this woman and must be into her. Yes, because there are not many of such women in the system. Yeah. I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. In this country, at least in Ghana, there are not many firebrand spearheads like this. So I really pray that the ladies in this church will touch an anointing. And one day, may someone remark that, but this is Sister Joy. This is Sister Joy. And she will be nowhere near where you are. May something from her hit you. May something from her,
Professor,
come to you.
Amen.
May the graces,
Jesus,
that,
oh yes, Lord Jesus,
form the basis of her, be extended, yes, to you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Let's clap our hands and appreciate as you are clapping, let's clap our hands for our pastor who has blessed us today, Bishop Fred. Awesome. You are a good son to your mother. Yes. Every mother would like to have such a son. You know, and there's a blessing that is going to come upon you just because you have honored her. Not with money or with yams, but you have honored her with your life and your testimony, and that qualifies you for higher dimensions of ministry. And I want to salute Bishop Nobelson. He's the last person I was expecting here, but it's a blessing, a great, 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 great son of the house. Let's clap our hands and appreciate them. And the pastors, the reverends, God bless all of you. Father, we thank you for the beautiful atmosphere,
Jesus,
and for the time we are spending,
yes,
in your,
Lord,
presence.
Yes, Lord.
May we never be the same.
Oh, yes.
Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may please be seated. This morning, I've been told I have 45 minutes. But it will not happen under my watch. Yeah. But I'm happy to spend these days with you, and I am going to basically teach you about fruitfulness. A certain fruit will be seen hanging on you. And xylem and phloem vessels that conducted the nutrients to that fruit will be traceable to this conference. Yeah. Something is going to hang on your body. Something is going to be found in your life that would never have happened if you had not come to sit here. Yes. So all the time I have with you, we are going to deal with the demons of fruitlessness. And one of the demons of fruitlessness is you yourself. You are the first demon we will deal with. Yes. And we are going to talk about environments that you must be in to bear the right fruits. Yeah, because a tree is as good as where it is standing. Yeah. But it's okay. This morning, the first installment is titled God the Rewarder. The title of this morning's 45-minute message is God the Rewarder. And I'm sure you know that I'm reading from Hebrews 11 and verse 6. And I will also pleasure you with some translations. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I will read just one. This is normally a translation I hardly even use, but I just bumped into it. RSV, Revised Standard Version. That's what we used to use for BK in school. RSV. It says, and without faith, listen to this, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Period. That's all. You see, we can't talk about fruitfulness without dealing with this all important subject of who God is. Yes. And the scriptures tell us, I'm happy I'm preaching to academicians. When you want to pass an exam, you must stay within the boundaries of the curriculum.
When you stray away, you are wasting your time. And it is unfortunate that we have studied a lot of non-fa. There's something we call non-fa. How do you say it in your current parlance? It's still non-fa. Yeah. Yeah. It's like you are supposed to write an exam on the rivers in Ghana and you are studying River Nile. It's a good subject, but maybe in 2 years' time, you may be studying rivers in Africa. But for now, it's non-fa. You are wasting your time. You see, in our knowledge of God, we have concerned ourselves with unnecessary details. Very important. They are very important. River Nile is an important river to study if you are doing geography. But you see, at our level, the Bible gives us the curriculum that anybody who draws near God. Now, have you drawn near God? Is anybody here? Is there anybody here who is intending to be close to God? Can I see anybody? And you are even feeling that you are drawing near God? Yes. Anybody who has a mind to draw near God must concern himself with only two things about God. And because we have not concerned ourselves with these two things, that is why we have orangus in the church. The reason for devils, the reason for Christians who only want to play the keyboard in the church as their life's contribution to the building of the kingdom. I'm saying that the reason why you can have a Christian with the Holy Ghost in him and all he wants to do is to play the bass guitar, because when you play the bass guitar, the sound, the impact of the sound rocks the pelvises of the ladies. And the sheer momentum of the sound makes girls notice bass guitarists. But it's not because they want to bring melody to the house of God. No. I have nothing against playing the bass guitar. But I'm saying that to have somebody who sits in church and wants to just play the keyboard as his life's work, like he's in the church. I'm preaching a very good message. I mean, by this time, we should have the keyboard this year, should have had one bus load of members in the church. Like as he's playing the keyboard, his members are in the church. The bass guitarist has got four singers in the choir, two ushers, and five other people he's mentoring. I'm explaining to you the reason why there are girls who only want to hold offering bags. Only. I will stop the preaching if you don't to be interested. I can say. I really need to sleep. I've not slept. I had to wake up early, go to the airport,
that night also, my wife and I were having discussions. And so I've been, I'm exhausted as I'm standing here. I'm drained fully. So if I see that you are not interested in what I have to say, I'll just get out of here. In the church are girls who just come and stand here on high heels, take offerings, and what do they turn to? This side or this side? They turn to this side and then just they don't love no God. They are displaying their buttocks and their smiles. I have nothing against airport stars, because the offerings we give ought to be collected. There should be people in charge of offerings. But to be in God's kingdom and only want to take offering. This is the art of evangelism conference. To only want all, I mean, the only thing you do in the church is to stand in front with a bag. I also have some. You see, this scenario I have painted, or these scenarios I have painted, betray a certain lack, deficits in the understanding of who God is. We are preaching in the microphones, we are singing in the on the stage. We are, can you sit down? When you stand, I feel dizzy. People in the church don't want to do much. Just a little to be noticed. Why should this sound engineer not be a Basenta leader? Why should he not oversee 5 Basentas? Why? You are a Basenta leader, are you not? You are a Basenta leader. How many members do you have? You are 10. Yes. And when they say 10, it is base 2. Yeah, it's base 2. 1-0, base 2. It is never 10. I can tell you. I'm preaching a very important message. I'm talking to you about God, the rewarder. We don't know. Why? Why? Because we are studying about God. But what we are studying is too high. Come on. It's too high. What business do you have learning about God's omnipotence? Omnipotent God. It's too high. Omniscient that you can't even spell. Omniscient. You can't spell omniscient. Which is actually a contraction of 2 Greek words, Latin words, omni and scienza. You can't even spell it. We sit in church and what we know about God is he is El Shaddai. And so what? How does it help us, El Shaddai, with many breasts? It's important. It's important, but at your age,
You don't need to know whether it's El Elyon or El Chikenu. It won't help you. That is why your Christianity is a bogus Christianity. It's nonfa. Bishops, yes. Bishop Noble Sin may be the one to know God as Jehovah Rapha, Shama. But you, the Bible says that anybody who comes to God needs to know only two things about God. Not his omniscience. Just know that he exists. Is God there? Is God there? He is there. Oh, he's not there, mommy. Is God there? He's there. Are we serving a God who doesn't exist? I can't hear you. Are we serving a God who doesn't exist? He's there. And then the next thing you ought to know after knowing that he's there is not how many breasts he has. It's not whether he's an omnivore or omnipotent or omni-what. After knowing that God exists, the next business of yours is to... Oh, I'm preaching. Kepo Shahada. Is to know that he is a rewarder. Few of us here know God that way and believe in God that way. If you knew and you believed in it the way you believe in Jehovah Mighty Breast, you'd be a different Christian. I'm telling you, I said, I'm not against Jehovah Rapha. You need to know him. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. It's not your concern. Just know that he exists. Is he there?
Yes.
Is God there?
Yes.
That's okay. What's the next thing you should know? And if you believed it, you would not need Art of Evangelism conference to go and do evangelism. If you know that something rewards, then it means that. And see, the very notion of a reward system suggests prior activity. If you can look for the meaning of reward and put it up, you will notice that a reward does not come ex vacuo. A reward doesn't come out of a vacuum. There is something you do. Kalabosa Kradosti Mahandala Bababa. That you can't just be there and get a reward. Mommy, can you find the meaning of reward for me? The guys, I don't. Oh, you found it already. That's a smart girl. Read it, baby.
Something that is given in return for good or evil.
Take it again, baby.
Something that is given in return for good or evil done or received, or that is offered or given for some service or attainment.
So you see, consistently, it's okay. Go and sit down and listen to the message. Consistently is talking about something from God, but it is in response to.
Yes.
in response to. That when you come to God, you must know that God responds to things you do for Him. He responds. He's not a God who is inert to your efforts. I say, He is not a God who is inert to your effort. He reacts. If you carry a chair, He reacts. They don't understand it. So I want us to end it in the evening. There will be more people here. They will, no, these guys don't understand the message. They don't understand the message. You understand what I'm preaching?
Yes.
So I should preach? Sir, if you believed that God rewards, you will have two churches you preach in on Sunday. And think of how to manage and have a third one. Because the reward, it means, read again.
Something that is given in return for good or evil done.
That is what they are. Orangus. Free wheeling in the system. They don't know that that God is a rewarder. So when you say God is a rewarder, the writer of Hebrews was writing to sensible people.
Yes.
He was writing to people whose passion was to chase Him. So he assured them that God rewards those who diligently seek Him. But God doesn't only reward people who do good. He also rewards evil for whatever a man soweth. Say, if you knew God as a rewarder, you won't pass any snide comment about this woman. After all she's done for you, you won't do that. But it's because your knowledge of God is based on His omniscience and His omnipotence and His omnivority. Katuna mama, your knowledge of God is about His Rafa-ness and Shamaness and Sadai-ness. You hardly know Him as somebody who is posted to pay you for everything you do. Whether good or bad. 99% of Christians know God as a God who is going to give them pregnancies, visas, husband, wife, the maker of the moon, the stars, the rivers, who heals the sick. You have no business knowing God as no healer. You don't need it. Just know that He rewards. Well, if you want to know that He's a healer, that is number three. But have you exhausted number two and number one? Have you really exhausted? I am not against you using Strong's coconuts to understand Jehovah Shammah, the God who is there. He is there. I have nothing wrong. Nothing against it. You need to know that He is there. But are you a professor in the fact that God exists? Katuna Mahakata. And that He will reward you for the girl's panties you are removing prematurely. I said prematurely. Many of us, what we are going through in life, you can't believe that it's in response to something you've done. You don't believe it. Even if we told you that you did this 3 years ago, that is, you said, no, God can't do that. Kalunama. I'm preaching. The title of the message is God. The what? Mahasata. Korakitos. Gadinoska. If God will reward me for carrying this machine, then I would like to carry 10 because I need more things. Noshke bada.
Akaros tamnaka yada mostimi katwale basa abatuna kabasa karadosumande bariandas amakoshtima zadika adaroko sumada.
I wouldn't want to be a basenta leader of just one basenta.
No.
If you don't believe it, that's why even that one basenta, you say 10. Nonsense 10. Last Sunday, how many came from your basenta to church? You really don't believe it. You are a specialist on how many breasts God has. It's not helping you. I'm saying, let's stay within the boundaries of the syllabus, the scripture. Anybody, whoever comes to God, must have faith that God exists. And after that, maybe the third one is in the next verse. Let's see the next verse. Maybe I'm not reading. I've just brought just one piece of the scriptures and I'm talking. But by faith, Noah. It ends there. Doesn't continue. There's a third one that know about his omnivority, omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence, omnidat, and Elion, El Rafa, and you are too much engrossed in God's ability to give passports and God's ability to give visas. So you have lost track of God. What must concern you? Huh? If you knew that God was a rewarder, your Christian life would be a different life now.
From what it is. Kuna hata. Kaduni. Kai tatasu. Kai nanuna mayatus. Krema zonda. Parianus kipi nihas. Mara baba. I have two churches. Oh. I have two churches. I mean, when I say church, I mean, I have a church here and I have a church there. Yeah. Every weekend, I have 5 services. I preach 5 from Thursday night to Sunday afternoon. 5 standard. Like I'm here going for conference. That will take me to 10, 12, 11, 9, 8. But at rest, how many?
5.
Why? Why? Because I like work. No, so there's like my skin likes work. No. And if I allow you into my life, you know that I'm having a good time. That He is truly rewarding me. I didn't come here to stir up envy in you. But if I tell you, hey, say, are you married? Yeah. Because you're not serving God well. I can see gray hairs. Unless it's the light. Yeah. I can see gray hairs. So you can imagine the hairs that are in your armpit and around your testicles. Kakatuka tuka kata kaka kaka. Kalasu ni makasu kata. Hey! He's a rewarder. God did not make us into NGOs. Never do anything for God without expecting something. That theology is demonic. Expect that He will do something for you. Every offering you put in the offering, the airport stars offering bag must be tagged. You must tag your offering. This offering is for my son who sucks his stamp, that he will remove his stamp. His stamp. Read the
your Bible. This type of human goodness and human kindness and is demonic. It's like we are so good that we must do things for God without expecting. Oh, just give to God. Oh, just serve Him because He has done so much for you. Yes. Yes. But you still must ask the Lord, I need a reward. What are you talking about? Read the Bible carefully. God Himself in His word leaves nothing He expects of you without a reward. In fact, if there are, if let's say in the Bible there are only 100 things God does for humankind. Hello? Maybe this is not the area I should be talking to. If in the Bible, like the whole Bible from Revelations to Genesis, yes. I was going to say Revelations to January. Revelation to Genesis. If there are 100 things in the Bible that God does, 98 of them are a response to things. Makutaba hataba. Hey! Because He has set His love on me, I will. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Draw nigh to me, and I will. Oh, I think we should close. I don't like this atmosphere. It's something. I said, if there are 100 things God does, 98 of them are not ex vacuo activities. 98 of them are a response to things you do. Who taught you that God is a Father Christmas? He's just doing things. I'm feeling something. Because I called you and you would none of my counsel, then I'll do this. He told Eli, those who honor me, I'll honor. When you see God honoring somebody, it means there has been a prior activity. You know something? Let's go home. Listen, what time is tonight's meeting? The real congregation will come in the evening. It's not this one, no. What time should we come? You don't read your Bible well. When you see God killing Abiram and Dathan, it's because He just doesn't like killing people. He doesn't. He responded to. God is a, okay. So if rewarder is too big, then let's say that God is a responder. He responds. Look, whatever God will not do, or whatever God will do in your life, will be a response. Actually, you are the one who makes the first move. Let me look for another message and preach. I'll change it so that we. Let me find. Give me Anakazu. Let's do Anakazu or something. I will show mercy on who shows mercy. If God is showing mercy to you, it's because you showed mercy to Abigail. Whoever shall confess me before men, I will also confess him to. If you deny me, I will. Abba, I don't know what to do. Like, take your church. I won't do that. I will go. As I was sitting here, I got a text from my wife. She was thanking me for last night. Just right now, that was my phone. She was thanking me. Right now. So, I mean, there's a place I can go where I'll be received. So if I'm not received here, I'm going away. Should I stay? Lester, should I stay? I should stay here. Then clap your hands for Jesus. The rewarder, and we know that all things work together for good to those who. You don't love God, He will never step in. Say first move. Tell three people that you are the one to make the first move. Anakatuna mahada bababa, rababa. Anybody who comes to God must know that He is, He exists, and that, which means, and that He is expecting you to make the first move. That you are just there, and they will be blessing you. I had not seen. Neither has any ear heard. Neither has it occurred to any heart. The things that God has prepared for what? Those who are there. Those who are just there. No, those that love Him. You love Him first. Maybe you can title the message, The First Move. El Elyon hasn't helped you. El Shaddai is for upper six. We are doing SHS. It's too high. It's too high. You cannot even spell chickenu. Spell chickenu. Today, I am announcing to you that for the rest of your life, you must be very careful how you walk with God. Because you are creating the world you are in. Mommy, God is not the creator of the world you are in. I can see your ring. Whether this ring is luva blade they have cut, or you are a happily married woman, your husband is beating you, you don't have sex in your marriage, there's what, I don't care. Whatever you are eating, you created it. You are the architect. You see, that sentence says that you are the architect of your own destiny. I'm telling you that it is true. Anything God will do for you will be a response, because He is originally not a mighty breasted one. He is originally a rewarder. So He has a torchlight. He's looking into lives. Open your mouth, you put it inside. Look inside. What did you just say about your pastor? What did you just say about the UD? What did you just say about he's certain, because his work is rewarder. So he's looking, and it's good or bad. Today, I want to share with you 10 rewards. Ten rewards God has prepared for those who evangelize, for those who win souls. Let's do three. We'll come back and continue tonight. Number one, Kashukatu Katakata Kroso Mahata Bayada Zamandos Kibri Makatayaba Pala Sutiba. That when you win a soul, it's not you are not an NGO. Tell your neighbor, you are not an NGO. The things we do, tell the person, the things we do must yield profits, both from our side and from God's side. There is nothing God said, just do this and that's it. No. Every instruction has its recompense. You disobey me, there is a just. He said, you will call me and I will not answer you. He said, I will laugh. Proverbs 1. I will laugh at your calamity. So when you see God laughing at somebody's calamity, it's not because God just likes laughing. It's a response to a prior behavior. She read it in English. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when the things you fear come to you. Why? Because you are an Ewe. Because you are a Frafra. Because you are a Fanti. Because your mother didn't give you school fees. Look at it. Verse 25. But ye have set at naught. You have bungalows my counsel. In third, you say you have bungalows. The first move. Your first move. I'm talking to somebody here. Your first reaction towards God's counsel was to rubbish it. That's his advice. So, as for correction, there you wouldn't want to hear correction. Is that in English? Okay, if the English, give us a good English translation. Give us any good English translation. You ignored my advice and rejected the correction I offered. That is why I will also laugh. Her husband has died. And also because Kanuna Mahasata, I'm feeling something. So I will laugh when you are in trouble. God isn't a wicked God that he just starts laughing. No. When you see God laughing, when somebody has a problem, there's a reason. There's a reason. Few things in life are serendipitous. Few, if any. Check serendipity. Few things in life are serendipitous. If any. Have you found it, mommy? Please read it. You are my reader. Or serendipity. Or what?
Serendipity, yes. The faculty or phenomenon of finding valuable or agreeable things, not sought for. That's all.
Go on.
Not sought for, that's all. The faculty or phenomenon of finding valuable or agreeable things, not sought for.
Have you found one?
Good luck in making unexpected and fortunate.
We didn't expect it. I didn't expect to marry such a good man. Oh boy. occurring or discovered by chance. That's what we call the happenstance. Yes. So what? In a happy or benign, you discovered it by chance. Have a good wife by chance. You don't have a good wife by chance. You are the good wife is God's response to your good husbandness. Your husband is slapping you. That is God's response. Trace it. There's some disobedience somewhere. There's some misbehavior somewhere. God always rewards. Nakosh, Ada. Even if I don't get to give you the 10 points, it's enough. All I'm saying is that be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Be very careful. When you are lifting the bass guitar, think about what you are doing. When you are putting it down, think about what you are doing. When you are saying something about him to this boy, be careful. Manus kadi mahadosa da bahada. No, we are careless. Now let me even address the cholerics. The cholerics. Who behave nonsense behavior and think that you can behave nonsense behavior, then he should be careful. Put yourself together. Don't be offended. Listen to me. If you read the Gospels, Jesus Christ, our Savior, dealt with the subject of offenses. Jesus. It will interest you to know that. His response and his anger and his even his teachings, let's not go deep into his teachings, were hardly directed at the offended. But the offender. I'm talking to the phlegmatics who marry a woman and you are just there and the woman is in pain and you are telling her that she should be humble. I'm saying that the things you do to your neighbor, the things you do to your neighbor, if this man is angry, you see, read Those Who Are Offended. It's a very important book. It protects us. It's a very important book that keeps us from destroying our lives. Yeah. Allowing demons to when you get hurt, you see your nice skin, sir. This skin, you see, there are gems on this hand. On my hand, there are gems. But they will never disturb me because I've not been hurt. Once I hurt you, I use a blade and cut you. And it breaks open. What is out there is entering. So it is in your interest, sir, to heal quickly.
Thank you.
Read that book. Don't allow your husband to offend you. And you are in the house, you are bitter. Even let's talk medicine. I can't begin to list the autoimmune diseases, the cancers, the hormone imbalances, the diabetes, arthritis. All these are stigmata of emotional extremes. Sir, I will never allow you to offend me. Because I've read those who are offended. I will never allow you. I will never let you seduce me. I will never. Anybody who offends me, high or low, I am boosting my immune responses to heal if I get hurt, or not to allow the person to cut me. But Jesus gave another teaching. That's the point I'm making to you. That if she is offended, who offended you? Who offended you? Your husband, your pastor, Sister Joy. Sister Joy has questions to answer. Where is it? Watch the world. Offenses must come. So you must protect yourself by reading those who are offended. But don't think that you can just behave anyhow towards anybody and do anything. And the weight of responsibility is on the offended. It is also on the offender. Why is it important? Why? So that you are careful how you behave. If you think that the offended person is the only one with a problem, you will behave anyhow and expect that you should put yourself together. Mature. You are too immature. You are too immature. I'm not interpreting any verse. I'm reading in English. But the woes that Jesus spoke about offenses were not even on the offender, the offended. Hey! He said, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. You compass land and sea to make one proselyte. To make one convert. You go for crusades and outreach and seminars and camps. And when you make the convert, you yourself will make that convert 2 times the child of hell. Anybody who you are talking about art of what? What is this art is what? Loyalty. Art of loyalty. Out of evangelism. This is a conference. This one is evangelism. Anybody who wins a soul must know 2, 3, 1, 5. 2 plus 3 is 5. 5 times 1 is 5. 2, 3, 1, 5. Anybody who wins a soul can also destroy a soul. Okay, then please, let's close the meeting. You see, the reception I'm getting in this conference, I don't know who people are here. Lester, should I preach? Once again, who is the war directed at? The war is directed at the evangelists who compass. Who compassed see? I'm saying that be careful. Don't just behave anyhow and think that somebody should be careful. That's why I said initially, a lot of things are happening in your life. You may not know where they are coming from. That if you, this girl, you, not this girl, I don't know her. I've done nothing for her. I've done nothing for her. I've done nothing for her. But you, be very careful. If you offend me, they say, well, you may not have a sore or cancer, but at least expect a woe. Whatever the woe is, I don't know what a woe is. I don't know. just be careful. You can joke with him because he has done nothing for you. But be very careful. I'm explaining to you why we must honor our father and our mother. Why? Because you cannot afford to offend your father. It will be well with you. So once again, the responses. Once again, the first move is on the son. The daughter. What the daughter does creates something in the mother, and that is what determines the outcome of her life. You compass sea and land to make one proselyte. A proselyte is a convert. Is that what?
A convert.
Originally, it's meant for a Jewish convert. You compass, you go to Greece to make a Greek. That will not end up with she herself creating people who are offended. So she, to be offended, the original meaning is to trip. Scandalizo. That you put something in, like somebody is walking.
Yeah.
I'm here, I'm preaching, I'm talking. Not doing that. You have stretched your leg. I didn't see. I didn't see any foot. Not doing that. Just when I came here and I was looking at that girl, no, you put your foot out and I fell. You have offended me. I have fallen because of you. Kanala Mahata. What is the title of the message I'm preaching today? Even your hair, as a girl, your hair which is not growing well. It may be something you've done. Once a while, it'll be something your grandmother did. Have you not seen? It's girls. When girls don't understand maths, we are okay. But you, a boy, you don't understand maths. Your grand uncle did something on a farm. They don't believe me. Oh. They don't believe me. They don't believe me. Oh. All I'm saying, sweetheart, is that don't be careless. Don't be flippant. Don't just talk anyhow and think that people should sort themselves out. Because if Jesus finds one of these little ones offended, he will ask, what happened? Noble son, why is he? He's on top of his wife at this time. He has offended a Christian and he's lying on his wife. Go and bring him. With the erection, go and bring him. Me, I feel that we should go because it's already 1 o'clock. We are here. I should preach. You are here. Where you live is foul. We must close early so you can go and return because we are coming back. That's why you have come. So I should preach. Then number one. Yeah. Number one. 10 rewards. 10 rewards. An evangelist should expect from the Lord. When you step out to win a soul, it's not an NGO activity. It's not something you are doing pro bono. It's lawyers who do pro bono. We don't do no pro bono. Everything we do, the Bible itself has attached. Number one, the reward, the first reward is the reward of God's eternal presence. That God is with you or is not with you should be of interest to you. That he's not with you as you are proposing to the girl. That he's not with you as you are looking for a school for your son. That he's not with you as you are choosing a subject. It must concern you. That is why we win souls. Because when you win a soul, you are guaranteeing his eternal presence. Matthew 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you on weekends. Sorry, on your birthdays. Lo, what? I am with you during the Easter vacation. When is he with you? Always. 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 In good times. In bad times. When you are confused. When you are sad. When you are choosing a subject for your son. When you are applying for a visa. When you are proposing to the girl. When you are deciding that you will say yes to the boy. He's with you all the time. Why? Because you went. God's presence in your life is not a flailing presence hanging limply as a vestige on your life. God's presence is directly connected inextricably to your going out to preach. Anybody under the sound of my voice who is not into evangelism, you are here just playing keyboard, and when you play, then you raise one shoulder like that, and the girls are just dying, and just do this. That's all you are doing in the church. I pray, like you, that you will not choose a wife on a day God is not with you. I pray that when your children come, you will not sit in a car to find a school on a day God is not with you. And you go and choose a school and put your son in a class whose teacher is a homosexual. And your son, you know your son, his buttocks will be big. Whoa. The boys with big buttocks is juicy. There's nothing like that. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. You are choosing a school based on Montessori. Montessori. Things we do, even when we make a mistake, because he's with us, his presence modifies the outcomes of our lives. I'm feeling something. I don't like the feeling. It makes it difficult for me to preach. He said, put the blood on your lintel. Because tonight, the angel of death, will be moving. I'll send that angel. Make sure there's blood. So when he comes, and I see the blood is a token of my presence. It's only my presence that can ward off the angel of death. When armed robbers are moving freely in your area and God is not standing in front of your house, Kadiadoska. When you see me going for a crusade, I'm not an NGO. Your father did pro bono things. He's a lawyer. Father's a lawyer. God hasn't. There is nothing God. And I'm reading just 10. Just 10. You should go and find the remaining 48. Every instruction God gives us. Now, this is just in the realm of soul winning. In the realm of what? God never sent us without an attendant, a concomitant blessing. Hey! God is not with you. You are kneeling down to propose to a girl. Your father's top money he has given you. You have gone to Kedetia to buy a promissory ring. You are kneeling down in a hostel to propose to a girl with Malta Guinness, and God is not with you. Opana. I pray today that you will trigger God's presence. I said, God's presence is a reward. God's presence is not a gift. I said, it's not even gifts are bestowed for things done. So you don't give a gift to your enemy. You give even gifts. Think of it, that in the last 6 months, who have you given a gift to? Was the person not of some behavior, some good deed, some positive, something which touched the softer part of you? Sir, nothing is free. Wake up. You are struggling in your marriage because of your stupidity. Tuna kadosa kaliada zibro godus mahada. His eternal presence. I don't know about you, but me, I need him at dawn. I need him in the night. I need him at noonday. I need him now. You need him when you are having your bath, lest you slip and hit your head against the edge of a tile. Number 2. Kaduna Mahada. Mrasus Kapahasa. Tomani Kastani Kopala. Adagrus to Mahadia. Mando Supati Kahota. Madikos. Madiko simi nahadaba, randaba sonde kadianosa, parianda sikita, rusu makuta musu, inde mahuna nusa pahata, kindo sta shata. Life is complex, so for hear the voice that comes to you. It's not as simple as you think. Life is not in straight lines. It's called the non-linearity of life. The shortest distance between any 2 points, it's not a straight line in life. It may be a straight line on a piece of paper, but in real life, the shortest distance is not a straight line. Life is complex. Inanimosa kwa kati tanusa tanusa bahanda. Hear what the man is saying. But I'm speaking through him. I'm talking about your life in 15 years. Time, what you are doing today will bear fruit in 12 years. Therefore, hear him that speaketh. Hear him that speaketh. Hear him that speaketh.
Professor,
for life is not as simple.
Hey,
nothing in life.
Yes,
it's simple.
Adala pataya baha.
Mandanama.
Lika pataya baha.
Manunama.
Rapatani.
Twalasa.
Alika daba.
Twalasa.
Le pataya nama.
Keto, be careful.
Hey.
Be careful.
Apadi.
Mandanama sunde.
Sele pataya.
Limo manama.
Ragadapadia.
Amamama.
Alimata.
For if they did not escape. If they did not escape.
Aya daddy.
Who had him?
Ah.
Manamosata.
Adini mikata.
How shall you escape?
Ah.
If you neglect such words of counsel, such words of exhortation, such words, manumaya nunama, tuna, madwa,
lagadwa,
madwa,
padini,
twaba,
padini,
twaba,
yepala,
twaba,
alikata,
sunde,
alapata,
imanaha,
intaya dabalaba, olakada doshaba, oh Jesus. Livado shapa livikete lebehe. Alavado shini mikata ya balabaha. Legada da shapa dibi. Mindili pakata. O padivikete. Levedo shapa tayamaha. Likata ya baladosh. Alibado
shakadaba. The reward of dominion over devils. It cannot be that Edith will leave a house at 2 p.m. on Saturday, roam around Suame. Is this Suame? Suame. And where? Ayeduase. And go back home at 7:30. And you want to have the same life she has while you are watching Netflix. Oh, no, no, no. The only context that will let such a nonsense arise is that you don't know that God is a rewarder. Kadaduna maha. Crooks, kadis, kadas, tanun saba, taba. Luke 10 verse 17. Kataba. Look, when you step out, that Episcopal sister Joy Philip sent you, and you went. You were on campus, Indies, doing outreach because E.S. Philip has sent you. That's a reward. This Saturday, when you wear your baseball cap and your sneakers and you are walking around looking for souls, tell yourself, I'm expecting a reward. Madabababa. You must have a t-shirt on the back. I am not an NGO. I'm not an NGO. Madu nakasataba. Koshke, koshke, koshke daba. Haya baba 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 baba. That I went. And he sent the 70 in twos. Did they go? They went. And in 17, they returned. Kasha, sha, 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 sha. Shataba baba. Haba. Mayada, Moni Maha. And what was their comment? They said, Lord, even the devils are subject. They never said this before they left. Because a reward is in response to an activity. I said, your ability to overcome the demon of masturbation. Be given to you. You must qualify for it. I know you know that there are 17 ways we gain power over the devil. But tonight I'm giving you just one. When you go out, you are sent
and you go. You have made yourself an usher wearing a bib. A bib. You look at your size and look at what you are wearing. You yourself, think yourself, is it a good size for you? And you are in the church. This bib is just what you are wearing. You have no interest in winning a soul, starting a bus center, helping people to come to church. You are in the church wearing a bib. Oh, but I want to tell you that even the bib you are wearing, there's a reward. But since, you know, I don't know about you, but in my family, the evil spirits are a lot. When I see him, I think he is from a very... He's fine. That's why you can afford to have. But where I'm coming from, I can't fight them with just ushering. In fact, the ushering even introduces more demons. Yes, because as I have ushered the girl to sit down, and she's putting her bag down, and she moves her buttocks like that. Hey! Me, mom, dear, I'll prefer to be outside doing outreach than to be here watching girls putting their bag. She's picking her water, and her polka dot panties are showing. Polka dots. Me, where I'm coming from, it's not a good place. It's not a good place. There's divorce. There's weed smoking. Womanizing. So, I can't be in a church just singing as a soloist. But your background is good. But where I'm coming from, Even what you are doing, Christ, they are still coming for us. They are still coming. They are still coming. And you look at your body. Never wear that thing again. Go and sew your size. Remove it. Remove it. Even his head. It can't... Go and use your money and get something your size. Lord, even the devil, do you know what it means? On a normal day, we are subject to the devils. On a normal day. But your life, the way it is, is devil so. Haba. You trail a paper, you write it, you fail again. It's not normal. But there's a devil somewhere. All your friends have got nice beloveds. Only your own. She is always depressed. Always depressed. Every day she's... Salome, why? Job by Rehuni. Wake up. Go somewhere. Preach somewhere. And it's not preaching, no. Every word you speak gives you power over the devils that don't want you to marry, that want you to divorce, that want you to sleep with another girl outside your marriage, that want you to steal money from the shop. Wake up, oh, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Never step out of your house and think you are doing God a favor. When you step out in your jeans and your blouse or t-shirt, tell yourself that you are stirring up divine reactions, divine responses. When you wear your sneakers and your jeans and your baseball cap and your t-shirt, tell yourself, I'm making my first move. I am making my first move.
and God will make the second move. I said, I'm making my first move. May you do things that trigger the help. Let me see your hand. Yeah. You see? I don't know if you can see. I'm seeing something. Can you see this vein? Can you see this vein? Yes. The blood that is flowing through this vein. Eh? The blood. Are you aware there's blood through it? Yeah. The blood is affecting you more than the work you are doing. The blood flowing through your veins is affecting your life more than the books you are reading. The blood, where the blood came from, the great grandfather, your mother, your uncle. Ha, madasuna maya baba do daba. Ayato ni masata baba. Did you not know that blood speaks?
Hey,
hey, it is speaking. Oh, the blood. When you go into an area, the blood in you is what causes the weed smokers to gather around you. Because, what do you think we did genetics in school? X, 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 Y, and we match. Why do you think we did? Did you do it? You didn't go to school?
Yeah, I went to school.
Every gene is linked to something in your blood. No, but why do you think that you don't have any interest in girls that are dark and so on? Only fair-colored girls trigger something in your waist. Yeah. Because your grand uncle slept with only mulattoes. Lester, honestly, I'm going back to Accra because you know I don't like the reception here. I don't like it. I don't like it. I feel I'm not preaching well or I'm doing something bad. Why? I'm on point. Really? Honestly, I want to go back home. Sir, there are devils looking for you. They will never let you go scot-free. The prayers of pastors laying on your hands, they do something, but they don't do what it must be done. Bringing your hand, your head under E.S. Phillips, is it Filipino or whatever? Pray your hand. Pray. It won't help you. Go out, knock on the door. Let them insult you. At least you go. At least you did what? You go. He said, "Go," and you go. Devils. They want to destroy your children, want your son to be a homosexual, want your daughter to be in her room watching pornography, want your husband to have no desire for you. No desire. You remove all your clothes and you drop your towel and as you are picking it, he doesn't see anything. Rather, it is the house help he's interested in. Young men from Bekwai. I said, Ebuakwa. Young men from Ebuakwa. When your wife with perfume, chain, beads, or chain, even the chain on the neck, and there's a chain here, and she's bending down, still. The There's no sense in you to go out. Let me tell you, the power over devils is inextricably linked to going out. And if you think, are you in KNUSD? That's you feel sophisticated, don't you? You feel sophisticated. You feel cool and calm. But the demons don't respect sophistication. In fact, they are more sophisticated than you. Demons, when you say they are sophisticated, it means that they are intelligent. Did you not know that the first time Satan is introduced in the Bible, he's not introduced as a murderer, as a liar, as a betrayer, as a slanderer. He's introduced first, opening statement, intelligent. Intelligent. More subtle. Subtle is even deeper than intelligent. You are going to use AI to do your assignment. You are going to use AI to do your assignment. And you have even that one, you got second class lower. You think you are intelligent because you are a graduate. Satan. You can't match him. You cannot match him. You can't match him. Devils. As I'm standing here, I have devils after me. They don't understand Bishop. You know there are people, they don't understand the language. Like when you insult them, they don't understand. Some of you, when you bind the devil, doesn't even know what you are doing. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand what you are doing. They don't understand that you are married. They don't understand that your husband loves you. And if your husband loves you deeply and does a lot of things for you, deep love, you should be disturbed. Because it means your husband knows how to love. And he should disturb you. Because the day the thing shifts to the left. I know you. You don't have such problems. But me, where I'm coming from? No, he is a... Why you come? Oh, this anointing song. Anointing. But me, where I come from, sir, if I don't preach and win a soul, if I don't touch somebody's life, Manasuna Makata. I am sending everybody here out on Saturday. Go. Go. If you don't know a verse, just say ba ba black sheep. Just go. Obey and go. And gain a little mastery over the devil that are not allowing your ascent in life. Are you married? Look at your lips. Come. Sochi. Any man with two testicles would want to bite these lips. By this time, believe me, sir, there should be three guys who are fighting over this girl. Do you have a beloved?
No, please.
Yes. Look, I think we should go because also when it turns prophetic, I don't it delays the time. So you step aside. The spirit is subject to me. It's subject to me. We are in March. By December, you yourself go and find God and covenant with him. How many souls you are bringing to him by December? 2025 January, you will see his response. Anybody under the sound of my voice who is not into soul winning, if you can hear me and you are not into soul winning, you are a fool. You are a fool. In fact, I will draw the word you are a fool. It's too strong. I will tell you what my grandmother told me. You are not bright. You are not bright. Sir, there are devils around. They are responsible for the things in our homes, in our bedrooms, in our children's rooms, in our bodies, in our bodies. They are the cause of everything. And the access the demons have to us, into our lives, that door, we open it by not witnessing. So anybody who goes out suddenly gains authority and mastery. When you don't go out, they have mastery over you. They have authority over you. Any girl who doesn't go out to win a soul, I'm telling a girl here, you will never love a boy. You will be so inert to a man. Indifferent. You start going out, you see that you start liking boys. And it will be the beginning of your salvation. Mommy, I think that we will end it. It is 1 o'clock. We need to. I said I'll do three.
Three, yes, you said.
I said three.
Yes.
I said three.
Yes, I remember.
There's video here to show it.
Yes.
There's evidence.
Yes.
I said three.
Yes.
Kanamosa. Number three, the reward. Of power. This time, not of demons, but of demonic agents. I want to go to my mother. I want to go to my mother. I think I must leave this place. Not of demons, though. Of demonic agents. Verse 19. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power. All these are outpourings. Remember, a reward connotes a prior activity, a prior action. Luke 10:1-2 are the prior activities. And this 1 and 2 trigger 17, 18, 19. So he said, I give you. It's not that I am Professor Hindu. Just sharing power. The power of God is a vector quantity. Is that what? What does it mean? Vector quantity. It means what? You have gone to do your Mariama braids. Mariama braids. Olenoko. And because of you, boys have surrounded you. These boys would never have sat here. It's because of you they have sat here. They don't know that you don't even know vector. I said the power of God is a what? It's not a scalar quantity. It's a what? Why? It means that it has got what? Both what? Magnitude. Am I not in USC? And what? The power of God is heat sensitive. It's sensitive to activity. It's what? It is heat sensitive. Anybody who is cold, like you, will never happen. You just be in the church writing notes. I'm not joking. When I'm joking, I'll tell you. Or because I'm a fanti, I'm a comedian. You take me for a comedian because I'm a fanti man. The power of God, and the power is not over there. It's not over the devil himself. It is the agents, serpents, scorpions. Have you not noticed that only the girls you like are the ones you see when you are in town? Have you not noticed that you somehow, when you go to any area, you only notice the weed smokers first? You. I have been coming to this church since 2020. I have not even noticed one homosexual. You already know four on this left side. Here, this side, four. You know, four here. You see, what I'm saying to you is that there are agents. Once a while, Satan himself comes. Another time, his agents. Can I blow your mind?
Yes.
In case you are expecting a sleigh queen or a man, a tall man with a husky voice, and how you doing, baby? Sometimes the agent the devil will use is your pastor. Your church. I wish it came from a nightclub or a drinking bar. It's obvious. Satan, he works through agents. And the agents, some of them do not even know that they are standing in for the devil. Why? Why? Because of the super intelligence of the devil. Like as I'm preaching now, there's somebody here. You have noticed something very offensive I have said. At that moment, you see, life is not just one lump of time. Life is made up of moments. Moments. It's the moments that make up your life.
And Satan knows it. If you sit back and you write a story of your life, you see that the 28 chapters will all be moments. Mahato kasa. Kai shute mahasa. Kadios, 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 kadios manuka sata. Intua pastiakos. Mazunim miakos tavanda la bosta. Itas, itas. Miakos tu matikasa. Sanani posta. Kranuska. Kranuska tua mahasata. Moshtei maduskaba.
Yes. Yes.
For he's around.
Prophesy. Professor,
for the moment that should be a blessing,
Professor,
he steps in and changes it to be an offense.
Professor,
he makes you notice things you should have glossed
over.
He makes you pause to major on nonentities and minutias. Akatalas Manuasi bi posa. Therefore, I'm speaking with the voice of Peter.
Ah, Professor.
That be vigilant. Be vigilant. For your enemy is strong and intelligent. Anasanda baba. Notice it when he's coming. For he will hardly come through a weed smoker. He will hardly come through a slay queen. He will come through your church. He will come through your pastor. He will come through your friend. Don't you remember Hannah? How she almost lost her blessing. Not because of an armed robber. Not because of an enemy, but Eli the priest. For she guarded her heart. Else she would have missed what she had been seeking for years. Therefore, watch out. Be on the lookout for the sister, for the brother. For many have fallen. For in many things we do, unbeknownst to us, we cause offense. But be strong. Be strong.
Professor.
There are offenses that come deliberately. But some also will come in a normal course. But I am looking now for a generation of Davids.
Professor.
That even when their souls are chasing them with spears, they still honor them and protect them. Till they are, even in their death, they are memorialized only on the basis of their strength. Tell it not in Gath. Publish it not in Ashkelon. How did the mighty fall? May no one who should be a blessing to you be a source of offense.
Amen.
Watch your heart. Protect your heart.
Yes.
For they are agents.
Hey.
And the agents are not only wicked men. They can be your mother.
Oh.
Your father. Your sister. For these are tests. Tests. And like David, who till the day Saul died, even murdered the man who came to report that he had killed Saul. You never turn against the ones who have been a blessing to you. Who have only been good to you. For they are also agents, not only of God, but Satan steps in. Not because they are anointed of the devil, but Satan makes you see things you shouldn't see. Therefore, guard your heart.
Yes.
Sit up.
Professor.
Sit up.
Professor.
Be alert.
Yes, Professor.
For where you think the evil is coming from, it's not where it is going to come from.
Professor.
For where you think the problem will come from,
Professor,
it will take you 100 years before you see it. So when Peter heard his own master calling him Satan, he knew that his moment to guard his heart had come. Guard your heart. For where you are, it's not without offenses. For Satan has agents. Some are good. Some are bad. Some are ugly.
Yes.
But guard your heart. Because it's not as you are thinking. He is everywhere. In every matter, he is there. Remember in the book of Job, when the sons of God gathered, he was there.
Oh, yes.
He's here. He's sitting here. He's standing there. He's by my side.
Hey.
It's not only the Holy Ghost who is a paraclete. He's also by us, whispering things.
suggesting things, making you notice things. Therefore, guard your heart.
Yes.
For out of that heart will come the bitterness, will come the pain. Guard it. For the enemy has his eyes on your heart. He has agents. He has agents.
Yes.
The pain you are experiencing is an agent. The pleasure you are experiencing is an agent. Excitement is an agent. Money in your pocket is an agent. No money in your pocket is an agent. Your mother being good to you is an agent. For Satan is intelligent. Therefore, sit up and be alert. For you don't know when and from where he is appearing. Lift your two hands. Receive power. Receive power.
I receive power
to tread upon serpents.
Yes, power, power.
Upon scorpions.
I receive power.
Natuna Maha. Laba. Luke 10:17 is different from Luke 10:19. In 17 is the devil himself, but in 19 it's his agents, his tokens, his representations, his emblems.
Power.
I
receive
Zode.
Power.
Zode.
Kalaba.
Zode.
Rebalaba.
Zode. Lift your hands.
Rebelebe. Rikatayaba.
Father, touch them.
Rapatayaba.
Lord, if they learn nothing, teach them that life is complex. That in life, 1 + 1 is not 2. In life, 7 + 4 is not 11. 7 + 4 can be 2. 7 + 4 can be 200. Lift your hands and pray and ask the Lord to make you a soul winner, because that is your only hope.
Lord, make me a soul winner.
Sooner. Sooner. Madwala,
may saviors arise.
Tunama,
Lepaya Baha,
Tunama,
Lepaya Baha,
Sanama. I can't hear you pray. We are not waiting for anybody to come and preach. We are praying. Pray.
Lord, make me a soul winner.
Yana.
Lord, make me a soul winner. Rebelebe.
Yanama.
Put a desire in me. Makalaba. Legatepe. Rapatayaba. Impeletepe. Ragatapayaba. Lepetayaba. Ayayayaba. Ayayayaba.
Commit yourself. Whether you are a keyboardist, you are a treasurer, an airport star, commit yourself to winning a soul. Adanuna, Adanuna, Ialos, 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 Have mercy, Lord. Lift your hands and receive mercy.
I receive mercy.
Lift your hands and receive mercy.
I receive mercy. Oh God, have mercy.
Yandalaba.
Have mercy.
Tune.
Mercy.
On tune. Yes, 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 yes
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Forgive us, Lord. Allah pata nini mikata. Ye pata da ba da da do shaba.
Before I hand over the microphone, I want you to close your eyes. Somebody must bow his knees to Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Assumption of salvation. It's arrogance. If you are here today, you want to take a decision today. Look, that decision, even if you take 100 years, you will still need it to take your place in the kingdom. Spending 20 years will not change the exclusivity of that decision. You are here today and you have never taken the decision to respond to the call of God. He's calling you to save you. You are in church, you are around and so on. That's not the point. You want to say, Pastor, I want to be born again. If you are here like that, I want you to lift your right hand. Only your right hand.
Oh, yes.
And it will be the most beautiful day of your life.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You would have overcome the deception of the devil to let you end, just be around. Only one day to experience Matthew 7. But I never knew you. Lift your hand if you want me to pray with you.
Jesus.
To properly surrender to Jesus.
If
you have lifted your hand, meet me here in Pastor, here now. Come here. Let's get it right. Here. Permanently, forever, today, on record, you can't be confused. Did I not? I don't remember the last time. Oh, hey, no. Get it right here. Lift your hands, everybody. And say this prayer with me from the chambers of your heart. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Today.
Today.
I take this decision.
I take this decision.
To surrender my life.
To surrender my life.
I realize. That
I have not bowed my knees
to your lordship.
To your lordship
over my life. Today.
Today.
I declare.
Openly.
Openly. That you are my master.
That you are my master.
You are my savior.
You are my savior.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
I'm going to have a proper relationship with you.
I'm going to have a proper relationship with you.
As your child.
As your child.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
I will walk in your word.
I will walk in your word.
I will do what you say I should do.
I will do what you say I should do.
My relationship with you.
My relationship with you.
It's now going to be meaningful.
It's now going to be meaningful.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Please receive me.
Please receive me.
You called me.
You called me.
I couldn't have come.
I couldn't have come.
If you had not called me.
If you had not called me.
And since you called me.
And since you called me.
Please receive me.
Please receive me.
As your son.
As your son.
As your child.
As your child.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For my salvation.
For my salvation.
I will never be the same again.
I will never be the same again. I've turned my back to the world.
I will not follow the world again.
I will not follow the world
again. I'm properly a child of God.
I'm properly a child of God.
Properly in the church.
Properly in the church.
Properly a part of the kingdom.
Properly a part of the kingdom.
And I will live my life.
And I will live my life.
To obey you.
To obey you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, I want you to go to my podcast. My name is Edwin Morgan Ogo. I have a podcast. If you ask somebody, they will show you. I preached a message just 2 days ago. The title is The Narrow Way. The what? It's very important that you listen to it. If you don't listen to it, you can't be sure. Because that message is the first part. More will come. But it's critical for any believer on earth to listen to that message. The Narrow Way. And I'm sending you and any wise person here to listen to that message on my podcast. Please go with this pastor.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra. This and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.